This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Global Youth NZ on ORFM Youth Zone. Hi, I'm Javish.
Hi, I'm Talula.
And I'm Jayushka.
Join us every Thursday afternoon as we explore the variety of cultures that call Dunedin home.
Through interviews, conversation and music, we will expand your knowledge on the world and expose you to new ideas from a youth's perspective.
That's Global Youth NZ, 4pm on Thursdays on OR 105.4 FM Dunedin. Podcasts available from oar.org.nz. Kia ora and welcome back to Global Youth NZ on ORFM.
Welcome back everyone. How has our week been, Tallulah?
It has been really good. I am Tallulah, this is Javish, and Jayushka is also here. She's trying to figure something out. She looks very smart. But yeah, we've had a good week.
Yeah, school starting. How are you feeling about that?
I have been at school now for 4 days and it's so weird.
I'm just double checking that you can hear us in your headphones.
Yes. I can hear.
Because our monitor is not working for some reason. Like, I can't hear you guys' voices through the monitor.
Oh, this is fun. I can definitely hear it through the headphones.
Yeah.
We're good. Hi, everyone. It's back to school for some.
Don't flex your casual non-uniform.
Actually,
right now.
I reckon for Global Youth NZ, because like Jaden, Jaden was out of uni. It was at uni while doing this. Yes. So it was a good time.
It was.
I'm now the next person out of high school to be on Global Youth NZ.
Which is so scary to hear because I feel like I've gone through all of high school with Jay in the same year as me, which is not true, but it feels like it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think finally get settling in. Well, I don't even think I've settled in properly, but year 12 is just, I think it's going to be a tough year, but I will have to put in the work.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
Most important year for you.
Yeah, I was talking to him about like scholarships and that. Like, they look at your year 12 results, like, yeah, you cannot definitely forget that.
Which I did forget. Okay. We'll deal with that when it gets to it, because, yeah, for some uni just isn't the answer, and I don't mind if that, like, I don't know, I think I've accepted that if they look at my results and they're not happy with them, I have other options which I can choose from.
And I think I'm going to talk in hindsight now, like, as long as you get your UE, like, everything else really isn't a bother.
Yeah, it all falls into place eventually. It might not give you the head start, the advantage that you might need, but it'll be enough.
And even if you don't get UE, there's so many options out there. Like, maybe you'll have to spend a bit of money, but, like, apart from that, like,
yeah,
you'll be sweet. Like, there's no kind of, like, your life is ruined moment.
Yeah, if you've made it this far and you're year 12 or year 13, that's enough. Mm-hmm. Good on you.
And obviously there are going to be people who are really planned out and like they know what they're doing, but there's so many people who are not like that and everything works out anyways. Like, you know, exactly. It's literally just a journey for everyone and everyone's journey looks different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely take that advice. And I'm definitely like, I'm gonna give it my best. Like I had chemistry today and we had to do a test on the first day, not today, but yesterday. And let's just say I don't know my stuff.
I was going to say, welcome to year 12, because they just like, they're
so
like,
you're right into it.
Literally, this is your, fourth year of high school?
Yeah,
they're not going to be like, let's have a fun first date. Like, no, you're straight into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
And it's awful. Yeah. And it never stops.
And it's, I reckon the first like term is real intense sometimes because it's like hot.
The first and the third.
Is it hot as well in class and
there? Oh my gosh, overheating. Oh every man,
today was something else. Like I think last period in maths, it was just so hot. We were allowed to go outside and do our maths work.
And then it started
work.
Raining, but the rain was hot.
Like, yeah,
it was
humid.
I know. Terrible. I found that very weird. It was like it started raining. I'm like, wasn't it just like really sunny?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we might head into a quick song break because we do have a topic for you guys today and we really want to dive into it and get started. So yeah, a few songs upcoming right about now or now or now or maybe now.
Right now.
Loving him is like driving the moon, Maserati down a dead end street. Passionate is sin, ending soon.
This is the Youth Zone on Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM.
You call me all friendly, telling me how much you miss me. That's funny, I guess you've heard my songs. Well, I'm too busy for your business. Go find a girl who wants to listen. Cause if you think I was born yesterday, you have got me wrong. So I cut you off. I don't need your love. Cause I already cried enough. I've been done. I've been moving on since we said goodbye. I cut you off. I don't need your love. So you can try all you want. Your time is up. I'll tell you why. You say you're sorry, but it's too late now. So save it, get gone, shut up. Cause if you think I care about you now, well, boy, I don't give it up. I remember that weekend when my best friend caught you creeping. You blamed it all on the alcohol. So I made my decision. Cause you made your bed, sleep in it. Play the victim and switch your position. I'm through, I'm done. So I cut you off. I don't need your love. Cause I already cried enough. I've been done. I've been moving on since we said goodbye. I cut you off. I don't need your love. So you can try all you want. Your time is up. I'll tell you why. You say you're sorry, but it's too late now. So save it, get gone, shut up. Cause if you think I care about you now, well, boy, I don't give it up. I see you trying to get to me. I see you begging on your knees. Boy, I don't give it up. So stop trying to get. I don't give a damn. You keep reminiscing on when you were my man, but I'm over you. Now you're all in the past. You talk all that sweet talk, but I ain't coming back. Cut you off, I don't need your love. So you can try all you want. Your time is up, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
You say I'm sorry.
Welcome back to Global Youth NZ. If you weren't here at the start, Jay Ishka and Jay Vish are both with me, and I'm Tallulah. And yeah,
we're very excited to be with you, Tallulah.
Yes, very.
Is this like our first like three people show in like 2 weeks or something?
Yeah, yeah. I think so. Well, yeah.
Let's go. I'm sorry about last week.
I promised me and Josh weren't fighting too much.
Yeah, not that
I
much.
I am doubting much. That, but I will choose to brush over that. It's a new week.
We're working on it. I'm getting more mature. And he's getting more mature.
Yeah, definitely.
That's good.
And, you know, it's just a sibling dynamic. You would know. You've got three sisters.
I would definitely know. I don't know anything about having a brother, but I have a little sister who's kind of ratty, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say he's less ratty, more bratty.
That's fair,
Am I now?
Bratty's bratty. Better than ratty, because I'm a bit sassy myself, so.
Yeah.
If you could please elaborate on that.
No, we don't need to go there unless you want to start an argument.
No, but we do not.
We do not. So today it's been another hot day in Dunedin.
Oh, it's been
and
awful.
I remember term one, because remember, I don't do school anymore. It's like the hottest term of the year, probably.
Awful. Oh my gosh, having to wear a uniform is just like the worst thing I could.
I remember as like a year 7, like the girls would always, we'd take our kilts off and we'd just wear the shorts underneath.
I don't want to get yelled at. Oh my gosh, but it's so funny seeing all the year nines coming to school. Like, not funny, I'm not making fun of them, but like, it's so cute to remember that all of them come in their full school uniform, jerseys, everything. And it's like, girl, it's okay. You don't have to wear that the entire day because they wear it in class and then they're like complaining about being too hot.
Let's talk about getting used to your uniform as like a year nine or a year seven. Because I've been in a kilt since year seven.
Literally. I have been in a kilt since year nine. And before that, I went to a non-school uniform school for a year. And before that, I went to a school in Australia. So we had like shorts, t-shirts.
But here's one thing. I didn't get in a blazer until year 11.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was a jersey. True, yeah. It's just jersey only.
A jersey girl.
I've just never had to wear a kilt, you know?
Yeah.
But they should. Okay, let's talk about this. So in Scottish tradition, men wear kilts. So why don't we have the boys at schools wearing kilts?
Why is a Māori woman, am I wearing a kilt?
Literally. As a Māori. That's all we want. We would like this answered.
I understand that there's tradition and that there's history embedded in that, but like
if we're justifying girls at schools wearing kilts, let's justify boys at school wearing kilts.
Exactly.
Why?
I reckon everyone should have a choice. Like, I personally would not like. I think I'd find it very unpleasant to wear a kilt. Sometimes I find it unpleasant to wear pants.
Yeah. Do you find it from a guy's perspective? I guess. Do you see it as feminine kilts? Because I feel like after being at a girl's school in a kilt, I find it really feminine thing. And then I find Scottish men wearing kilts weird. Like, not weird, but I'm just like, oh, that's unusual.
Or
but that's
like,
the tradition.
The tradition, we see it as like, we laugh because we wear kilts, right? Yeah. But maybe now in this modern day, we will definitely see kilts as a girl's thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's a weird change.
That's rewriting the tradition. So there is no tradition. We're creating a different tradition. So why don't we just wipe the tradition?
Exactly.
Because like the thing is, half the time I don't even think about, like, you know, oh, they're wearing a kilt, oh, that must be so bad, you know.
Yeah.
You just think
about it as a uniform.
So the kilt is woolen, so it's itchy at times.
And it's hot. When it gets wet, it's heavy.
It's
like,
stinky.
Yeah, that's kind of like the blazer in my opinion. Like, today my blazer got a little bit drenched, and I just felt so, so warm.
I just felt hot and sticky and, like... But imagine that on your legs too. It's awful.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Actually terrible.
But I think because like when you're a junior, you get that you don't have the blazer straight away, and I like that.
And you get the socks, but it's not as bad as pants.
The socks are the worst part. Why? Because you always got to pull it up. I remember that.
Yeah.
And then what happened is like I grew from obviously you grow when you're like year nine, and then you get into year 10. My socks got shorter, and I had one year, and I was like, you know what, I'm not buying another pair.
Yeah.
And
what's the deal behind that as well? What's the deal with kings and their socks? Are they just like?
I think it's like
professional.
I think there's a fear of ankles.
That is actually something because I think it's just like they want the school to look good.
Yeah.
And so that people are like, oh, they look sharp.
Exactly.
It's like that. Every day, like I think on the first day, they're like, oh, everyone's looking sharp, you know.
Yeah.
And then there was like some people that had overgrown hair, which they don't like at all,
and the facial hair. Queens, it's like you got to tie up your hair and. Oh, yeah, the facial hair thing. I wouldn't have thought about that.
Yeah, because, like, some of my friends, like, they grew beards over the
That's
summer.
That's so weird.
So
let's think about it. Maybe they're teaching you, like, for the workplace. Do you have to be groomed at the workplace?
Exactly.
Do you have to?
Well, we get told off at work if we have facial hair. Not me. I get told off if I don't have my hair tied back off my face. Like, it's just a similar thing.
I guess Kings wants to build men.
Okay, I want to have a little conversation about this. Okay. Apparently, there's some controversy about the motto of building men for life.
Oh my god, Mr. McIver touched on that, our principal. He's like, I forget to put one word in our motto. He's like, I can go get a vivid and do it. Building good men for life.
Well, that's good. That's not even the controversy I've heard, though.
Oh, real?
The controversy I've heard is that some mothers, and fathers, I guess, sending their kids to Kings have a problem that they've already spent, like, how old are you when you got into year 9? 13? They've spent 13 years building their little boy. Like, they've spent 13 years building them, and, like, it's kind of inferring that the people who are going to Kings aren't built at all, and that they're, like, terrible little children, but, like, They've been
really
built.
That's I find that like if that's the only problem they have with it, I reckon that doesn't sound like a problem. Why? Because you're so young at that age. Literally. Right, so I reckon what I would have a problem with is that school isn't the only place where you have life experience.
Exactly.
Actually, to be honest, you gain more experience out of school.
Yeah,
like I've just been hanging out with a friend who left school and about after year 11 went homeschooled because they were traveling around New Zealand.
Yeah.
And I actually want him to come on radio sometime because he spent 2 years away from Dunedin and now back home.
Yeah.
And he was just telling me how he's actually learnt so much out of school, then if he had like people his age would not have that much experience.
Exactly.
If stayed in school.
Another thing I heard though is from a Māori standpoint, how they find it offensive that their kids aren't already built when they go to school. And I'm like, I kind of understand that because there's a big like subject, a big area in Māori like upbringing that you're like building your kid or whatever. But and that, sending them to school is like the only way where they can be equipped for life. And I'm like, I kind of see that.
Look, I think my opinion is the motto. Whoever like has this opinion, man, like it's just a selling point.
That's literally all I see it as.
It's not like I went to the school and I'm like, you know what? Oh, building men for life. You know, I want to go there.
Yeah.
Actually, that's kind of. It's like
a school. It's just a school. It's not that deep. That's what I was thinking.
Exactly. It really isn't that deep.
Yeah, I do see that. I also saw the controversy towards kings and queens, that it's not gender specific. It's not gender inclusive. Like empowering women and then like building men. I'm like, it's a single sex school. Like I understand that everyone who goes there isn't going to fit into the category of men and women, but
I reckon at the end of the day when you finish when you finish high school you're only like 17-18. Are you even a proper adult? You're not.
Yeah,
so you're not really built for life anyway.
I like queens because it's like empowering, like it does
empowering young woman.
It's just like such an umbrella term.
So then if we cut it, that would be like, so you still go to Queens but I don't anymore, so I can just be like, yeah. I can just be like, so you're saying that we aren't empowered before we get to Queens?
I was an empowered year 8, like I will be honest. I was a strong independent year 8 from kindergarten. I was
gonna
walking
be honest,
to school
I,
making my own lunches. I was doing my own thing.
Because if we compare confidence levels at the age you are, my confidence was like up there in
my
year 8.
My confidence was probably higher in year 8 than it is now. Like I'm pretty insecure now.
No,
yeah,
I agree with you.
I like queens.
I could easily do speeches in front of my whole school at year 8.
Literally, I was like begging to be in front of assemblies and stuff. Now, girl.
I'm not. I remember me until I had to say something about student volunteer army, and I was like,
"Would you panicking trying to decide?
Would you like to like speak with me? All we had to do was read out a slideshow.
It was literally already written for us. We didn't need to decide anything. We just had to read off a slideshow.
No, but can we just say why? Like nobody was interested.
Yeah, and it's really hard to speak in front of a lot of people who aren't interested in what you're saying. Like, I will say, like, a teacher must be hard, especially when you have, like, those rowdy classes that don't want a bar of what
you're
saying.
And, James, can you go up there and talk in a really hype way, even if it's obvious that you don't feel that much hype towards the subject? Like, you just can't fake that.
You really can't,
because, like, I feel like what it is, like, I saw this, it's, like, kind of related. It's an experiment where they put a bunch of people in a room and there was, like, something that they needed assisting with. And what the effect is, it's just, like, you know, if there's more people, you expect, someone else will do it,
exactly.
But then if you're on your own, you know, it's, well, if you're like, there's people, you know, it's more likely you will.
Yeah.
But I think it's just like, it's just a fear of just like speaking in front of a lot of people that you don't know.
Yeah, it's really difficult.
I definitely wouldn't do a speech in front of the whole school.
I don't feel very empowered standing up in front of
an
assembly of people who are looking at me with like a bored expression, and I'm not even talking about something that I genuinely am interested in. Like, it's just, It's very difficult.
Like, me and Tilla are really good at our, like, professional voices. Like, hey, everyone, you should really, really, like, check this out. But,
this,
like,
is so good for you and your personality and building yourself esteem. And
we may believe that, right? Yeah. But not everyone's going to believe us.
Not everyone's going to believe us. Exactly. And I do put on a voice when I'm speaking in front of a lot of people because I want to sound professional and confident.
Can we just talk about, like, how much we're not exploited, but we are very much used at school to, like, emphasize things and, like, really, I don't go to school anymore. anymore?
Exactly.
I remember at my old school, I felt like I was a poster girl.
No, that's so true.
Yeah.
And I was on the back of a bus. I mean, I'm still grateful for that. I was on the back of a bus.
Yeah,
but
that's
like,
impressive.
I just reckon that there was, I remember you reading a letter I wrote in year 8. And it was like to my future self. And my biggest goal, life, everything was all about reputation. It was all about, like, will I get head girl and will I be remembered at the school? Like, and now I would be happy if nobody remembered me. You know what I mean?
Literally,
like, why was that my biggest concern at, like, the ripe age of how 12. Old? 13, 12. Yeah. That's insane.
I think what's difficult about being, especially a young brown person, is that you're recognized at the very start of your school career, and that recognition that you are brown, you are independent, you're, like, confident, it's not forgotten through your whole school life, and you're especially, used as that whatever criteria you are.
And especially if that year seven eight age, you're showing that you're very bright,
yes,
and you're very focused on your school, and they're just suddenly they're like, oh well, this person's gonna be, like, the top of the class.
Expectation
for, like, is to the end of they're time. Like, there's no way this person's gonna be thrown off. Staying on top is really difficult,
especially when you're that bright at the very start. It's all downhill from there, basically. Like, there's no way you can improve if you've started that.
And I do feel like that can be the downfall of most, because I know people that they'll be like, oh, like, you know, teachers be like, oh, this guy, he's gonna, you know, make it somewhere. He's gonna be like, there's nothing stopping it. And then basically all those expectations put on that person, it just tends to be their downfall.
Exactly.
And another thing, burnout. Like, people, I think it was at St. Hilda's where they're taking out level one. And I did my best in level one. Like, I think that was my best year in terms of NCA. But and then I thought about it. I was like, yeah, maybe if I didn't have level one, I mean, didn't have that all that energy I put into level one, I'd probably have leftover energy for level two. But at the same time, like, taking out level one felt like, how would you get used to NCA then?
Yeah.
Like, you need that first year.
Need that first year to give you confidence, to be honest. Yeah. I needed that going into year 12 because that was the only thing keeping me going. Like, oh, I did level one. I got excellence endorsed. Can't be that hard. It was hard.
But then the burnout, right? Because you're like, well, I worked so hard last year, but what did those results mean? Nothing.
Exactly. And then I'm still working as hard this year, but I'm not getting the same results. So
okay, here's a
better just give up.
Here's a crazy idea. What if NCA level 2 was over 2 years? What if you worked towards that qualification for 2 years?
So, like, level 1, instead of level 1, you'd have level 2. But, like, it would be level 1.
But, like, you start that in level... So that
what that
means is, like, all that effort that goes into level 1, that should count for something.
Yeah. The only thing is, the only problem I see with that is that no one's going to... Like, if... I was told now, oh, you need to start working towards this so you can get it at the end of next year. I'd be like, well, then why am I working on it now? Like, it's no point. But if I say, oh, yeah.
It would need a whole system revamp. But that just came to my thoughts, because when you do get to level 2, it just felt like level 1 didn't matter.
Yeah.
It's even though you tried so hard.
Yeah. Or you go into level 2 with no previous experience of NCA at all, which is
what
some people
are
doing.
Or what if you're dropping out at the end of level 1 too?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Like, what's the point of being there, you know? Like, it's just
but that could keep people at school.
Yeah,
I do feel like because I think I have
we're
one
just trying to solve education problems right
we really
here.
Are
yeah,
we're
yeah.
killing it
sorry keep going
but I think because, like, some of my friends I know for a fact that once they finish level 2, then that's it, they're not continuing on to do level 3. And it's a good thing to get your level 2 qualification.
It's difficult to, as a level person in level 3 right now, it's difficult to see the point of year 13 if all the university is looking at is level 2. Like, I know that they do look at level 3 when they come out, and then they can, like, take away your... like, I was just talking about that today. If you get a scholarship in year 13 based on your level 2 results, if your level 3 results come out and they're awful, then you can get that taken off you. Like, you can get that scholarship... Removed.
It's rare, but
it's
have to get your university entrance, because that's the point, right? You've gotten a scholarship to go to university, but you haven't got the confirmation that you're going to university until you get the UE.
Yeah, But, like, also, I can get... I figured it out today. I can get UE all internally assessed and I don't need to do exams. Not that I'm planning to... Like, oh, I'm planning good. To do exams, but I don't need
them. It just
takes
the pressure off.
Yeah.
And I would agree that the pressure is, like, the main thing. So, in year 13, if you are in year 13, in any year, just... Think ahead and think planning wise. Like if you don't want to do all five internals, which one can you not do and still get away with it and still get your credits in that? You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. Like what can you, like I have for example, for Māori, I have two internals that I have to do, one optional internal and then two externals.
Mm-hmm.
But if I do all three internals, even the optional one, I can pass the entire year and get UE from that subject.
Yes.
Without having to do anything at the end of the year, which takes the stress off for me because I can get it all by term one. And then I have all my, like, 16 credits in term one, which is like, oh my gosh, that's mm-hmm. amazing.
Yeah.
Like, if me and my teacher are both onto it, which we will be. And then, like, but the thing with that is, then I have no motivation to do anything else in that subject for the rest of the year. Like, it's very difficult to stay on track. And if I know in my mind... One, that I'm not even planning on going to university, because I'm not. I'm planning on going to aviation school, which I only need one subject for. And, like, so it's difficult for me to get motivation already. But then, two, if, like, I can get all my credits so far early in the year, like, what am I going to be doing for the rest of the year?
Yeah.
That's what and a lot of people still, are struggling with. Do you still have a study?
And I still have study, and I still have independent te ao haka, which is...
Oh, wow.
I have two subjects, so I'm not really doing anything. So it's like, oh, great.
I think you're going to enjoy that. Just make sure that you use that time for, like, other things.
Yeah.
When you need to. Like, when you've got, like, exactly. other things to do, just use that time for, like... For example, I would... If we go into some advice here, I would say year 13 is when you... Especially the start of year, is when you really want to be planning what you want to do.
Mm.
And make use of, like, careers advisors early on in the year. Because second half, they get really busy.
Yeah.
Not even just with students. They get busy with, like, events and organizing things.
Yeah.
And liaison meetups, and they get really busy with year 13. So if you're in year 12 even, or year 11, and you want to meet your careers advisor, definitely go beginning of this year or first half of the year.
And I know that one of my teachers is like leaving later on, which is why we're doing internal early on.
Which teacher?
History.
Oh right,
yeah, so fun. But like, so we have to get everything done really fast, so that when they leave, we can use that subject to focus on other things if we need. Which is stressful,
What are some of your goals for this year, both of you, Javish?
Before that, I just wanted to ask, Tallulah, are you doing like six subjects this year?
I'm doing five plus a study.
Yeah. I was thinking I'm most likely going to drop one subject next year.
Yeah, which is really helpful, I would say.
Yeah, don't be like me and think you can do six. You really can't.
Yeah, I think it'll be good because
it's not worth it. You don't need that many credits.
Exactly. Like for me, I just kind of give up in all of them because I'd be like, I don't even need this many.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, because then I do want to look into doing a course at Polytech maybe next year. So I think if I did five, then... Because, I could just go on a Friday and just do, like... Or still work on my course as well.
Yeah. And that would be a good idea, because then you're getting two things done at once, because you're getting level three and you're getting your Polytech course.
Yeah, exactly.
And you still have enough time for everything if you only do it on Fridays.
Yeah, like, definitely. And I think for my goals this year are... Like that's been said that they look at university entrance looks at your level two, like your man, I'm lost for it, was it? But like your level two, I guess, qualification.
Results?
Yeah, results. Yeah. No, results. A simple world.
all the time.
So basically, my goals is just to do well in the subjects that be required for. I do want to get into automotive engineering.
That would be so cool.
Big slay. Yes.
and I guess you already have experience in that, which would.
Yeah, totally. Because I'm looking into. Because
he plays GTA, you know.
I was gonna say because like no.
But I do want to learn about the cars inside out and potentially get into something in the car field.
And then you can like, I don't know, if I buy a car and I want to modify it, you can do all of it for me.
Not necessarily the modify.
Get me a free car. No. I know it doesn't work like that.
But yeah, I do really want to up
guess
my game.
Guess who's like, sorry, this is totally off traffic, but guess who's almost getting his restricted?
Oh, he was telling me about that. 16.
Yes.
Are you actually going to book it for 16?
No, definitely not, because I haven't driven in maybe 4
days
now.
By the way, the car's back.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Just letting
know. Just helping it out. No, but what I say is give yourself a time limit. because that's what I did with my restricted and I passed. Because if you give yourself a time limit to improve,
mm-hmm.
you can always change the date if you really feel like you're not going to pass. But it helps you learn a lot faster.
And the other thing is, like, one of the biggest thing I had, you don't want to have all this practice and get busy with school and then go for it. You want to be like, practice and go for it.
Yeah.
You don't want to have a big gap and not do anything.
Like, I'd say book it now. Even if it's in like a month or 2 months, book it now so that you have that deadline. Because it's just like an internal. You need a deadline
I'm
for
trying
it.
To give him a goal of getting it before I leave, but there's no pressure.
No, I reckon I'll just book it before okay, we have to go in like what is that? That's like
19th.
All right, I'll do it before then.
You have to go.
I'm leaving on the 19th.
I hate you.
Sorry, guys.
Oh my god, it's that's so soon.
That's in less than 3 weeks. Less than 3 weeks, and you're leaving.
Yeah.
So next week, you're the second last week of radio.
Yeah.
Or possibly your last? Do you want that last week for yourself?
No. Well, okay. I'll definitely come in. Okay. Unless I'm not here.
Well, that's helpful.
I will book my flights. I promise I will book them at some
point. We will plan that.
Yeah.
I have not booked flights, so...
Girl, it gets more expensive.
That's true.
Use that as your selling point. It gets more expensive.
Yeah, but on the topic of my goals for the year, definitely that. And I'm thinking of a sort of side hustle, just to bring in some extra.
I do not approve of the side hustle. Just like
that. I'm not going to go into detail, but
please don't.
Yeah, go into a little bit of detail so it doesn't sound sus. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, it's sus because he's out of his depth.
Yeah, it's it could. It's like it's just like flipping. Yeah, I'm just leave it there. You know, flipping stuff, buy, sell.
No.
Yeah, what? Basically buying stuff.
Oh, flipping.
Buying stuff and doing a bit of maybe like, I don't know, bringing the value up. Maybe
and during the break, I'll tell you what he wants to do, and then you're going to freak out with me. But anyways, Tallulah, is that your goal? I was talking school-related goals.
Oh, it's school-related, yeah. But definitely, I just want to meet the qualifications. I do need to get, I do not, it's a need. It's a need for me.
Okay, we all want to meet qualifications. How are we going to do that? Come on, work I'm like being the like motivational expert here. How are we gonna? What are some habits you reckon?
Specifics.
I learned what log is today.
That's good. Okay, wait. I'll give you an example, and then you can try again.
Thank you, Chilla.
No, I also want to pass year 13. That is my goal, and I'm gonna do that.
Because then you get to go to Fire's house for dinner if you stay till the end of the year.
That's all. Fire Sheree is our Māori teacher, and she's absolutely incredible. And all I want to do is visit her house. That sounds weird. I promise it's not.
It's not weird. It's a tradition.
Yeah, it is a tradition, and it's all I need in life.
If you make it to the end of the year.
Yeah. No, I'm going to do that, but I was talking to my sister about this. One thing I did last year, only after lockdown, but it helped a lot, was to go to every single one of my subject teachers after a class, even if it's at the end of the week or after every single lesson, and be like, first of all, how am I going in this class? Does it look like I'm going to pass this year? Because for some of them last year, it didn't even look like I was going to pass the subject. And then that would obviously mean that I didn't pass the year. So I'd be like, am I going to pass this subject this year? And if I'm not, what can I do to help that? How am I going in this internal? Does it look like I'm going to get an excellence? If it's not, how am I going to get an excellence? Because that's what I need to, like...
Credits-wise, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's not what everyone needs. Everyone doesn't need an excellence, but sometimes... Like, it's all about finding what you need, what you want.
Personally,
I want an excellence. Otherwise, I feel like I haven't done anything. Like, if it's not an excellence, it's not enough, you know?
Academic weapon.
Yeah. I'm very hard on myself, but, like, it's good.
So, if we simplify your goal there... I mean, sorry, if we take away a message from that goal, it's use the people around you and your teachers. Talk to your teachers.
Your teachers, it's a five-minute conversation... And it gives you it gave me so much confidence because some of them would be like, you're going to pass this year with excellence indoors, which is what you want. And then they'd be like, okay,
and
it's great.
And if it's not if it's the teacher who you don't trust or don't feel comfortable with sharing, go to your dean or go to a counsellor or a careers advisor. Like, talk to someone in school who can help you.
Exactly. And just, like, I don't mean friends. Like, your friends are great for emotional, moral support, but they're not going to tell you the hard stuff. Like, my teachers tell me the hard stuff, like, you're not going to do well.
And this also is what you paid. Need to
do. Also, they're paid to do it.
They're paid to do it.
Like, they're literally paid to help
me. So don't feel bad if you're using their time up or whatever.
Literally doesn't even have to... Like, I'm not saying stand there for half an hour after school's already finished making sure you're going to pass. Like, allocate time even. Find out when you have a free period and when they have a free period or a free lunch or anything, and then use that time so that you're not using up anyone else's.
And definitely not, you don't need to come prepared, but definitely have what is it that you want to ask them. Don't just stand there and be like, shrug your shoulders and be like,
tell me what
sorry,
I
want to talk to you. Okay, what do you want to talk about? It's just like having an
objective and have something that you want to get out of the conversation. Like for every conversation, I'd be like, from what this conversation, I want to know if I'm going to pass or not, or like what I can do to get extra credits, or like, you know, stuff like that. Like have an objective and have a goal.
And then second point would be if they tell you what you need to work on, don't just write that down.
Yeah.
Do it.
Practice it. Like if you're going through all that effort to get that extra advice, use it and like really like take something out of it, because otherwise you're not only wasting their time, you're wasting your own time too.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's my goal for this year, is to really get on all my teachers' cases.
I would say as a year 13, you're also very much respected. Not that you're not respected as like a year 12 or year 11, but you're treated more like this person's an adult.
Yes.
Yeah, like you're going to be 18 or whatever. So they know, at the end of the day, they want you to pass as well.
Yeah.
It's their goal to make sure all their students pass.
The difference between the way that teachers treat you, though, like it's so true. Like from just, I've been at school since Monday, and so from just these 4 days alone, it has been like, wow, I feel like so old. And like the amount of year nines that ran out of my way, I was like, girl, chill, it's all right.
I'm like, what are you guys like?
What are you guys running away from me from? Like, it's so funny.
Because
but like,
you're the oldest in the school. You become
They see the tie and they're like, panic. And I'm like, it's okay. Breathe. But like, also, that's what I was
Mighty
like.
Mighty Tallulah.
Yeah, Mighty Tallulah, coming through. But like, I love when they run out of my way and then I stop them and I have a conversation and I'm like, it's okay. Like we're only 5 years apart. That's not that much.
That's insane, because I remember coming to school and I remember your sister being year 13 and I looked at her and I'm like, oh my god, she's literally year 13.
She's
so and I was only year 12, you know, like it wasn't that much of a difference. But like, you know, it does feel that way.
Yeah, it is stressful.
So now you must be one of those scary girls.
I know. I try my best not to be.
Do you look like a scary girl?
I think I do. Actually, I was walking down the corridor yesterday with my earphones in, and I was, because I was like the end of the day, and I walked past the teacher and she stopped me and she was like having a conversation, and then at the end she was like, also try smile down the hallways, and I was like, what? And she was like, you look so intimidating, because I walk fast, like storming down that hallway with like a determined look on my face, my earphones in. I was like, oh, I will try my best.
Do you have those students in your school who intimidate you at all?
Well, not anymore. I think when I was like maybe year 9, not so much year 10, there's like a bit intimidating. I remember on the courts, and there's like the year 9s playing football. And what my friend did, it's not very good thing, but we kind of took the ball. No, the ball came to us and he booted it, like.
That's so mean.
And it's like the part of Kings where it's like close to the houses on that road, and yeah, it went there. But then he went and got it after like 10 minutes.
I think for Kings it might be even worse, because you can really tell who the juniors are, and I feel like a lot of seniors would take advantage of that. Like at Queens, it's not so obvious. It's just when you look down, but like not many people notice the tie anyways. It's more like the badges. I get intimidated by the badges. That's something I definitely got scared by.
Yeah. Academic weapon.
I was like, oh my god, I
don't wear my badges that much. Yeah.
Even at Kings, there's like a way more students as well.
I know, that must be so scary.
Oh my god, on that, we had to sit in the pack the whole school.
That's awful. How many? I thought that was only like 300 seats.
So yeah. Listen, right? So they put the
sitting on each other's laps.
No. Yo. Let me finish.
I love imagining that.
So the year nines had to sit on the stage. Oh, they look like, I don't know what it is. It's like when you go to the, when you put, throw food and the seagulls come. That's what they look like.
Aww.
Like, no offense, you didn't look like seagulls.
White eyes? Yeah.
No, but it was like, and then the year tens, they're sitting on the, you know, floor? That wooden part. Yeah.
Oh.
That's got to be so horrible.
Yeah.
I get the nice chairs, but you know.
That's good.
So the rest of the school fit on the chairs.
Yeah, but it was just like.
How many year nines do you have? Did you get a number?
I ain't counting, man.
We got 132.
Yeah, it's like the most.
Oh my days! It's much.
The rest of the school is like less than 400, and there's 100 year nines.
They must be in so intense. Is there like 4 classrooms, right? 4 or 5?
Yes, it's 4 form classes, and it's absolutely. It's so scary. Like, and each of them are like in the 20s. Like the numbers, I mean, of the form classes, and it's like so scary looking at all of them.
Are you a pierce port?
I don't know. We find out tomorrow. But
oh, you don't know yet?
No. Because if you're a prefect, I don't think you are a peer support.
You are. You automatically, I think.
Oh. maybe I'm just automatically... Oh wait, no, we are, because there's 4 year 9 and then like 4 year 10 classes as well. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, and
no. Because so, we have to cover all of year 9 and 10.
That's right, and there's a lot, right?
And there's a lot, and there's 30 who are leadership, 30 year 13s who are either peer support, prefect, or yeah, I don't know.
That's a good leadership team. Yeah. It does like get smaller by the year, by the way.
Yeah, which we got told.
Yeah, it does.
But like, better to start off way too big than not enough, because
so many people just like plans change and that. So yeah, it's good. I reckon the leadership team, you get really close with everybody.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like them, or even if you've never talked before, like, you'll just get close with those people. Yeah. And then they're just people you can, like, trust, who knows what's going on sometimes, because otherwise you might not know what's going on, but you can go to any of those people and they should know. I mean, you're pretty onto it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. But, I really liked being it, because we got a taster of a peer support leader on Tuesday and Wednesday, and I... absolutely loved it. It's so nice. There was 6 peer support leaders for like 26 students, but it was so funny.
And how are the year nines like in terms of behavior in that?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So we, the peer support leaders, like all the year 13s started off on Monday, and we just had a day to ourselves around school, just getting taught leadership stuff. And then Tuesday we had the mihi whakato and all the year nines came. And then we got assigned our like form classes. They were so quiet.
Really?
They were silent. Like, we would ask, I would ask them questions, because I like walking around, like seeing how everyone is. I would ask them a question and like one word response. Oh, how are you finding Queen so far? Like, what do you think about it?
Good.
Good. Okay. Who's your favorite teacher? Miss McKinley. Okay. What are your subjects for today? Look. And then they'd show me their timetable. And it's like, bro, speak to me. Like, oh, I'm man. Not that scary. Like, I wish I could just,
you'd
like,
think that they'd be like that to, like, teachers, but, like, students?
Like, and, like, this was with no teacher inside. Like, we'd get our own time. And then we'd play games, and we'd play Bang. And we'd
they love games, though.
Bang.
Also, it's do like, you struggle girl. With names? I really struggle with names.
I struggled with names for the first day, but the second day I knew almost everyone, which was good.
Oh, damn. I guess I didn't pay attention. Because I remember, like, towards the end of the year. Like, this is the end of the year. And, like, my other peer support leaders, they'd know everyone's name, and I'd just be like, oh yeah, that's familiar. Like, I know your name, but I don't know your name.
I found it, especially when I was in year 9, that I felt really special when a year 13 would know my name, and when a teacher would pick up my name really fast. So I took that on myself, and I was like, that's I really want to know everyone's name, because then they feel special. They feel like they're genuinely liked.
Yeah.
And like,
I reckon I wasn't like consistently there for the peer supporting, so that also affected it. And there was times we wouldn't see them for a really long time. But I guess the biggest thing is that, you know, like, there are some students who do stick out because for some reason they might talk to you a lot, so then you do know their names. But then there's some that just don't talk, so you don't really get to know them very well. But
I know a couple who are just like so like visibly different from everyone else. Like, they have completely different features, like, and they stick out to me because I'm like, oh, you look different. Like, not a bad thing, but at least I'll remember you now because I have something to,
for sure.
Like, remember.
Or, like,
you
might see them at lunchtime reading a book and you'd be like, oh, yeah, I know you like reading books.
Those or, like, kind of my friend's
little
sister.
Like you just said, like, just take the time to get to know them and they'll appreciate that a lot.
They really do, because I'll go up to them, I'll be like, hi, how are you, Emma? And they'd be like, you know my name, what's with you?
And then I reckon, imagine you being in year 9 and I remember in year 7, like, just those relationships with like peer supports and stuff, it felt really cool to know an older student.
Literally, I used to find it so cool when I could go up to like someone who's older than me in the halls or like in a classroom and be like, I already know you, like, these are losers because I don't know you.
I remember when you were, was it in year 9 when you had your head boy, it was like George Bates?
Yeah, George Bates.
George was so good at that because he would meet you once and then he'd remember you for the rest of time.
I remember I even met him and like Josh introduced me to him and he was just so lovely and like those kind of people, you just like, they just like, definitely. You want to have that energy.
Literally 2 minutes you'd like speak, it's like those people who you can speak to for 2 minutes and like they will give you all their attention, like the shortest amount of time, but they will give you all their attention. They'll genuinely like talk to you and want to know more about
generally
you,
genuinely interested in,
like, just be
just that, those people skills are elite,
like literally so incredible. And it's like, you go away from them, you might never see them again, but you will remember them because they were just genuinely such a good person. And like, yeah, I really look up to those kind of people, and I can see who those people are in my own year level, and it's like, I want to be like you.
And you are, wanna, you yeah. are, you are that person for real.
There are definitely some people who are better than me, but like, I'm only good because I look at them and I'm like, I want
to
be that.
And sorry, have you done Kabaka yet this year? Or was not signed yet? Are you going to be joining? You are joining?
Of course, yes. Because I did Te Haka as well. So to pass Te Haka, I've got to be in Kabaka. So right. It's good. But yeah, I'm really looking
forward to
it. I
remember there were some people who didn't do Kabaka and they still did Te Haka.
Oh, not to pass, but like for me personally,
oh yeah,
in my like own mindset to pass, yeah. I have to do for real. Kapaga.
Makes sense. What about you? Are you picking up any other extracurriculars?
Yes, it's very.
Why don't you do kapaka?
I don't know. I just don't.
What about you? Javis used to like lead huckers at primary.
I feel like
I'll speak to you more about it afterwards because
maybe it's just my confidence has probably taken a little bit of a dip, and I just that's feel like enough, I feel like you grow out of things, sort of.
That's true.
I did
out of your culture. Well, not your culture, but like, you know.
but also like I joined a handball team.
Oh, very nice. I just found out because I follow some people I follow some people on Instagram who I forgot about, but I just realized that there's like two national, what's it called, members of the like national handball team from Dunedin.
I just like to also say how I've like never played handball in my life. Maybe like, oh, we're taking a photo, it seems.
just makes a memory.
I have never played handball in my life, which maybe
handball? I thought you were like a handball king or something.
No, not handball, as in you bounce the ball and you hit it.
Not
foursquare, that's foursquare.
What is this then? Is this like cricket?
Handball's an actual sport.
It has goals. It has boundaries. You pass the ball. It has running around.
And then you like have to throw the ball into the goal.
In professional handball, there's glue on the ball so you can like throw it and hold it. It's intense. It's insane.
Yeah, so...
So you joined that team?
Yes.
I know.
I also joined volleyball, so because like we have a volleyball team, so I volleyball's think I like.
Volleyball. I did buy you a volleyball for Christmas. So a beach volleyball. You might use it
if you've never played volleyball in your life. You genuinely haven't lived. Like it's one of the most fun, simple. Like not when you get to the higher stages, but social volleyball, one of the best experiences.
If you go to Fiji and you're on a beach and there's a volleyball court. You're going to just join it.
You've got to just join. High school volleyball, even in Dunedin, it's just such a game changer.
But like what I'm saying is like you'll just see people playing it and you'll feel it's so easy to just join.
It's so fun as well. Like especially if you've got a good group of friends and you can all laugh about mistakes.
Yeah. And the ball's so... not like to that hard, so don't be scared of it.
We've had like the same team since like year nine, like the end of year nine.
And it's just so
yeah.
Volleyball for me is so nostalgic, even if I'm in the moment. Like, to me, it's just like,
there's a ball coming at me.
Yeah. I can't serve. Like, it's just so fun.
Yeah.
It's like, so it's just, especially social.
I also wanted to say earlier that, like, I saw so many, like, year 11s that, They're wearing the senior uniform, and I just felt like kind of like not special anymore. Because I remember when I first got to wear the senior uniform, I was like, oh wow,
it really feels like a novelty.
Yeah, and then now I see the it's not like it's like you said, it's like funny. It's like not funny, isn't it? Haha. It's like oh damn.
It's like funny, sad.
Yeah, it's like. Oh.
So this is your last year of school, Tallulah. What? Oh, Josh, did you ever get a like productive goal for after Tallulah said hers?
I think.
Would you take on Tallulah's advice?
I reckon. Yeah, it's just about passing as well, and in those like, I guess with excellence. She's giving me the eye right now. You can't see it, but she's like.
No, because it's not sounding like. What are you gonna do to get there? You're telling me what you want to do.
Oh yeah, totally. I think this definitely I'm going to like things because like my maths teacher I think this is it's like it's got its pros and cons. He wants to become like kind of do independent learning kind of thing. We get the period, we kind of have to learn.
Year 12 calculus is not the time for independent learning. I'm going to be honest with you. You need that teacher for real.
No, we don't get to choose calculus or statistics at year 12. You choose that next year. If I can I go into my segment just about sport? If that's
of course,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So today, Manchester United we played the second leg of the EFL Cup, which is it's like teams all around England, not just the Premier League. They play for the cup. It's also known as the Carabao Cup. Carabao is a drink in the UK. It's like an energy drink. So basically we're in the semi-final. We already had a 3-0 lead from last week. So basically we scored 2, so that put us at 5-0. So that's the end score, 5-0 on aggregate. So we go to play the final of the EFL Cup, hopefully, and so that means we can potentially win some silverware if we do not win the league. So that's really good, but and that should happen on the 27th. The time is still to be discussed, but
that's quite far. Actually,
yes, yes, but I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
we really enjoy.
I got Sky Sport just to watch games.
Oh, your sport updates.
Yeah, I actually reckon that's going to be a regular thing now.
Yeah, especially
and maybe get some more global statistics or like global news as well.
Yeah, just totally.
So we get a mix. Global,
because we're not all just about the European. Just saying.
Totally.
But like, I really don't pay attention to sports outside of radio. And then I hear you say it, and I'm like, I did not know that was happening.
Yeah, I play sports, but I don't like watching sports.
I would love a good volleyball game, but I could not tell you for the world of me what the like national or international competitions are.
Yeah,
but
totally.
I know. Like, I love it.
Do you know what is exciting, which you probably know about, is the FIFA Women's Cup is going to be in New Zealand.
That will definitely.
I did know that. That's really cool.
And there's going to be a game in Dunedin.
Right? Yeah. It's actually.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I hope
I'm in Dunedin so I can come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At that time.
But there might be one in.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like. When
why did I forget where you got? Wellington.
Oh, no. Auckland.
It's okay. Sorry, guys. It's a bit tired.
It's all right. And we've got 3 more minutes. So.
Oh. Jeez.
I would say that the show's just been a really just genuine school talk, but let me just talk a bit about university. Because there might be some of you who are listening who have been listening for a couple of years, and now you're also in the same position where you finished school and you might know what you're doing or you might not know what you're doing. But either way, just keep on your toes. This is just a message to myself. And to like, you know, get prepared and do what you need to do. And it's definitely going to be difficult, I reckon, if you're going to stay in your same city or you're going to move away or moving into a hall. Whatever it is that's changing your life, just embrace it a little. And I think the first, like, maybe 4 to 6 weeks is going to be, like, the toughest, for sure. Like, in terms of settling into, like, your new lifestyle. But I think just understand that there's going to just be new things for you to learn. So... once you get
constant
through that,
learning, constant all learning, all the time,
constant learning. You got to make mistakes, and
not just in terms of education, like
life skills,
life
as well.
Learning.
You might have like you might just say Mecca's for 3 days straight. Like you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
yeah.
It's just like it's really challenging and difficult challenging. Time.
Like, yeah,
but you're gonna kill it.
You're gonna grow from that. Right?
Honestly, have full faith in you.
Thank
you. Gonna blow through university.
I really hope so. I really need to.
Yeah, I actually cannot express how much confidence I have in you. Like you are the most. Strong, like going out of year 13 last year, you were one of the most like confident, strong. In my eyes, you can do no wrong. Like even the mistakes you make have been such like learning opportunities for you, and like big picture.
Me when don't I matter. Took like the front bumper of my car.
Me when I was in the car when she drove
no,
over.
No, because my car had to be serviced. So then I tried giving the part to my dad to get it fixed, and he was like, "It's okay. I've just like tied it up temporarily. It'll be fine." And it was fine, but he'll get.
But it all worked out in the end.
It does work out in the end. And it taught me to be more vigilant while driving near high bumpers that can potentially get hooked on the front of your car. Anyways, so yeah, definitely new experiences and best of luck for everyone. And if you're getting started at school, uni, whatever, just, you know, it's going to be tough trying to get settled back. But
just
how long do you think before you guys will feel like settled into school? Are you already feeling settled?
Yeah, like next Tuesday.
Yeah.
No, because I haven't had all my subjects yet because it's only a 4-day period. Four period day today. But yeah, definitely by like next Wednesday, next Thursday.
Yeah,
next,
probably.
Next radio show. I will feel settled.
I literally can't, like, when I drive past school and then I see, like, Queens and I'm like, oh, damn.
Well, we have about 4 seconds, so have a good long weekend, everyone. Thank you.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.